Good evening, everybody. As I was telling you earlier on Twitter, I was going to write a blog post talking about how technology can fail you if you have so-so navigation skills, as I do. And I decided to go ahead and just record this instead of type it all out, and hopefully I can give you more information than I would if I typed it. In my history, for those of you who don't know me, I've been blind now for 7 years, and I've had some state assistance for O&M training. We've had 30-some hours here, just basic skills, you know, learning how to use the cane, learning how to walk correctly with it, shore lining, things like that, up and down stairs, of all sorts and kinds. I've had a little bit of training on taking the bus and transferring and all that good stuff. But that's about it. And I have a little tiny bit of snow training, but nothing to speak of, and nothing that would really truly help me that much. But unfortunately, when you lose your sight at, say, 40 years old like I did, the state isn't overly willing to give you a whole lot of training unless you're going to find a job. And I did find a job for a while. I had a job for 3 months, but unfortunately I didn't need any O&M training to get to that particular place. It was a place I traveled to often and knew well, and typically took paratransit there, so didn't need any type of assistance from the state. So with that all being said, and you know a little bit about my O&M background there, what I was doing today is I wanted to go to Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen is very close to me. It really is not all that far. It, according to the iPhone, is roughly 140 yards away. It's not very far. If I go out of my house here, go down to the bottom of the driveway, if I cross the street, I'm on Hamill Street, and that's a small residential street. It's just one lane each way. Fairly low traffic, not hard to cross at all. Not part of my problem. And if I cross there and then go down to the street corner, which would be Wilbeth Road. Wilbeth Road is a four-lane road, much heavier traveled, two lanes each way. Trucks, cars, all kinds of traffic, and not a lot of assistance down through there as far as using my cane, you know, to feel cracks and things to keep myself guided. On the corner of Wilbeth and Hamill, there's a lube place, Texas Oil and Lube, which is a big parking lot, essentially, with a little lube building on it, and it's all pretty much flat concrete. They do have a little bit of decoration here and there with grass in it that when I find that, it's quite easy. But as you're walking up Wilbeth, you have all the traffic coming at you. You're on the sidewalk. You're literally, 36 inches away from traffic, 3 feet. And without a whole lot of guidance walking up that sidewalk, it's a very flat sidewalk. Cracks are very indistinct. If I'm real careful, I can feel most of them with my cane. I have a large roller tip, flat roller tip on it, and I use that to go back and forth and look for the little cracks between the sidewalk and the parking lot to follow that edge. Now, if you veer to the right, like I said, no more than 36 inches, you're out in traffic, and you're a goner. And that always unnerves me. It is the most direct route to Dairy Queen by far, because you just walk up that block, cross another small residential street, one lane traffic each way, almost no traffic on it whatsoever, and then you're at Dairy Queen. You walk up a sidewalk, and it's got a lot of overgrown bushes and stuff, but still, you can walk up that sidewalk until you get to a driveway exit or entrance, and that's the drive-through. And then I immediately turn to the right there, and I walk straight. I hit the deck, and then I shoreline the deck, and then turn left and shoreline the deck again, and I'm at the Dairy Queen door, and I can get in there. Overall, it's doable for me. I can manage it. It's just the traffic on Wilbeth, really, even on a slow day like today, which is a Sunday, there's still enough traffic on there to just kind of unnerve you. And like I said, I can do it, but I don't like to. So where this comes in is this is how I normally get up to Dairy Queen. But today, I decided to use the iPhone and Sendero look around to try to use the GPS. I decided, well, I'm gonna take the long way up to Dairy Queen. I'm gonna walk up Hamel, up one block, because I'm down on the lower end of the block, and I just walk, you know, 50, 80 feet down to Wilbeth and cross, and then go up Wilbeth to Dairy Queen. But what I wanted to do today was take the low traffic route, which would be going straight up north up the block of Hamel Street, and then finding that intersection, crossing Hamel there, and going up one block on the street that is called Triplet, and then going up the block that Dairy Queen is on, which is called Row, and then coming in the back way into Dairy Queen. So I got my handy-dandy iPhone out, got Sendero up and running, started walking up the street, checked it out, shook it, told me, you know, where the intersections were and where Dairy Queen was in reference to me, and I kept walking up the block and got about 3/4 of the way up the block and told Sendero to give me my reference again to the corner, and it continually said over and over that there was no data available. So I basically walked up to what I thought was the corner and turned right to position myself to cross Hamel Street at the corner. And I did that without any problems. I had to wait for a few cars to get by, but it wasn't any big deal. And I crossed, and I tried to orientate myself to the sidewalk to continue going up what would be Triplet. And I don't know what I did here. I don't know if I ended up going up somebody's front walk, because I kept hitting a dead end, and I turned back around, go down to where Hamel was, and try and orientate myself, and I just couldn't figure out where the corner sidewalk was to go up Triplet to Row. So I fiddled around with that for quite a while. I got Sendero to start working again. It really wasn't any help to me there, because, you know, I basically knew roughly where I was, and so I turned around and went back down Hamel Street to Wilbeth, and ended up walking the noisy way. Then I got to Dairy Queen. I don't have any problem getting to Dairy Queen. My problem always is with Dairy Queen is when I get to the door, I walk in, and I have problems orientating myself to find the inner door. And luckily somebody helped me. You know, that was nice of them, but I would like to be able to get that straight myself. And one of these days I'm going to do that. And I got in there and order my food and all that, and come back out. Made the same mistake at the doors, and somebody helped me out, and I managed to get back down Wilbeth Road to Hamel, and turned up the wrong driveway, but figured that out easy enough, and used the GPS to tell me what address it was at, and I figured out real quick that I was just at the wrong driveway. Went up another driveway and found out where I was, and I was all right. But I guess what I was just trying to say here is, you know, I've always thought technology would help me maybe more than it really can, for lack of O&M training. And I guess what I've kind of found out is it can give you a false sense of, you know, that you know what you're doing. And for me in this case, you know, it kind of scared me for a little bit, because, you know, I got all turned around and you know, technology wouldn't save me there. But I did get it figured out, and fortunately it was close to home and low traffic area and didn't really have a problem. But I guess what it tells me is that, you know, I'm not going to be able to use GPS somewhere and expect to just follow it and find my way, because it won't always work for you. And it's not always accurate either, so But no, it's just one of the interesting things I wanted to talk about here today, share some of my experiences with others that maybe are just losing their sight and thinking, oh, I don't need a whole lot of cane training. I'll use GPS and stuff, and I'll get around just fine. Well, maybe you will, maybe you won't. I will admit my cane skills are a little rusty. I don't get out as much as I would like to, but you know, I've been trying here lately to get out. And the bad thing is, here in my location, is I don't have a whole lot of areas to go to. I'm in the south part of a residential area in town, and really, Dairy Queen is the only thing that is even nearby. I mean, the next closest thing to me is an oil and lube place, and obviously I don't have any reason to go there. But as far as places to go to and do things, there just isn't anything close. Everything, walking reference is at least 20 minutes away, walking, and for me, with limited skills, I'd never attempt to take the GPS for a 20-minute walk. I mean, God, what would happen if it quit in the middle and wouldn't work at all again? I mean, that would really scare me. So, that's just one of the things that I'm hesitant to do at this point in time. But all right, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. I'll post that up on the blog, probably put this on Q Audio, and hey, feel free to comment. I'd like to hear your experiences as well as to how you handle some of these things when maybe you're not so well trained. I know a lot of people out there that have been blind from birth are very well trained for the most part, and I get a lot more caning skills than I'll ever see in my life, but just be curious to see what some of you think of the story and can relate, you know, how you can relate, and just let me know what you think.